Well, Richard, of course, we've read your complete report on that moon because you held me at phaser point. But for those people who don't have a computer, so they don't have the ability to read these reports, why don't you tell us what you think happened to
this moon? Okay, before I do that, I want to do one more little thing here on David's important point about, is this polyhedral geometry or are we just kind of, you know, whistling Dixie?
Right.
If you look further in your notes and in your printout on part two, about three or four graphics below the comparison side-by-side, you'll see a... it's right under the geometry.
What am I looking for?
All right, you're looking for the side-by-side comparison where it says image, outline, geodesic.
Is that before or after?
After.
Platonic solids.
Yep, it's after.
After platonic.
Image, outline, geodesic. It's a three-parter side-by-side.
Okay, got it.
And then underneath that, there's a two, one above, one below.
Yep.
All right. The one below has the red lines. The one above it does not.
Mm-hmm.
That is a mosaic, close-up, narrow-angle mosaic from the Cassini website, JPL. The top view is unadulterated, just straight from the Cassini site. The bottom view is my overlay of the red edges of the moon. This is on the dark side. It's not overexposed. It's close-up. It's probably around less than a kilometer per pixel resolution. And just look at that geometry, George. Does that look round to you?
No.
So what's interesting is that this is the part of the moon where the mainstream guys, the planetary guys, are saying there appears to be less erosion, less of whatever's gone on the dark side than any other place on Iapetus. It's west of the 180... of the 90-degree meridian.
All right. Well, David admits, too, it doesn't look round.
But the point is, how much do you depart from round before you get into shapes that are not
natural? Well, that's a good
natural.
Point. That's a good
and
point.
Back to what I wanted to point out before, in the solar system, from both theory and observation, any object above 250 miles is squeezed down by its own gravity into a ball, into a sphere. On everybody we've looked at, that seems to be the rule, except for Iapetus. With this moon, which is almost 1,000 miles in diameter, it's 900 and change, these edges, even on the close-ups on the dark side, persist for hundreds of miles against gravity. That's trying to tell us something. Now, is it telling us that David is right, that there's been this horrendous cataclysmic collision?
Maybe.
Which basically knocked the moon out of round? Or is it telling people what I think might be going on, which is that Iapetus is not a natural moon at all. It's basically a huge ancient space station. It was built. It was designed. It was parked in orbit around Saturn. Remember that great line from Star Trek IV? Star Trek seems to run through our conversation tonight.
All the time.
When they went to San Francisco to basically save the whales and save the future and all that. And
one of my favorite episodes.
Mine too. And it was called The Journey Home or something, The Voyage Home, I guess. They landed in Golden Gate Park, and what did Kirk say when they left it? He said, "Remember where we parked." I think somebody may have parked this thing in orbit around the most memorable planet in the solar system so they'd remember where they parked. And then history happened, and whatever occurred, occurred, and we're now going to see this in a way with technology that can tell us if this extraordinary, off-the-wall idea is true, provided we do the political thing and get them to go back before 2 years.
Are you saying this is like a Death Star?
That implies other connotations. That implies a war angle. It implies...
Well, yeah.
Okay.
You're not going there yet.
I'm not going there yet because there's no way to know. All we have are these images and the physics of what's in the images.
All right. If this thing was manufactured, why is it all pocketed with craters?
Oh, because it's been knocked the hell out of.
Well, why wasn't it just broken up? It must be pretty thick.
No, it may be made of very stern stuff. And in part four, I'm going to go into some of the materials technology that we are considering now deploying in our own Earth's
all right.
environment.
If it's not natural, again, what's the purpose of the ridge?
Let me see. Shall I give away what I think the ridge is?
You better.
Okay. Well, that is actually in part four, but I'll,
No, we've got David Darling here to refute this. Go ahead.
It's either A, in the artificial design model, it's either A, part of the propulsion system. Because if this thing really is a spacecraft, it then moved by rockets. You know, it's like that line from Back to the Future where we're going, we don't need wheels.
All right.
So it used some kind of field propulsion. And what I will have in part four are references to ongoing experiments by major scientists in labs all over this planet right now tonight, courtesy of our friend Tim Ventura, that indicate that we can potentially manipulate and control gravity and inertia. Remember the space technology we've discussed from time to time?
I do.
I believe that we're looking at what one would need to design to move an object this big if it's made, if it's designed, and it would not be by rocket propulsion. It would be by some kind of field manipulation. And there's one particular technology that I'm kind of fond of that I found out about a few days ago that I will relate to what we're seeing. And the alternative, which is kind of a collateral part of the theory, is that the wall is not really a wall at all, okay? In the model that David and I both agree with, which is this place has been beaten to hell by outside asteroid and comet and meteor bombardment, you asked before what could erode a place like this? Micrometeorites, right, David? Over long periods of time, you expose anything in space long enough, it will be ground down to nothing. And what we're seeing on the surface at the level of resolution that Cassini has given us is a place that's been beaten to hell by all kinds of impacts. Now, the question is, how long have those impacts gone on? A conservative estimate would say maybe billions of years.
So if this thing was smooth metal, let's say, at the time.
Well, smooth after, something. It
after,
may not be metal.
All right, but
you don't have to build out of metal to make a remarkable structure.
But after millions or billions of years, would it end up looking like it looks now?
Yes. Parts would look better and parts would look worse, depending upon how they were aligned with its orbit. And it's interesting that the alignment of the better preserved geometry appears to be on the side facing away from Saturn, but partially toward the forward motion of Iapetus in orbit around Saturn. That's telling you something about the abrasion from space. So back to what the wall could be. If I'm right, and the wall is highest in the middle and decreases
on the sides.
On the sides, it would mean that it's an abrasion artifact. It means it's made of something really strong, and the surfaces on both sides of it, north and south, have been eroded by the micrometeorite abrasion at the apex of its motion around Saturn, and I will show images taken by Cassini showing that this dark ellipse, this half of the moon which is incredibly pitch black, darker than coal, is aimed forward and appears to have descending steps as you go from the edge of the moon that's bright to the center of the moon that's pitch black.
Now, David,
and the wall is the equatorial ring sticking up, resisting that erosion, if we're right.
David, we can call the folks with white coats to go get Richard C. Hoagland. Or also
I would
just
think they're already on the way. On
or just get your reaction to what you've just heard.
Well, you know, I think that Richard's built a marvelous castle of imagination on somewhat shaky foundations is my initial reaction, you know, because we're a lot of this is based on the idea that we really do have a moon that is basically a polyhedron, and I've not bought into that idea yet. I'm still looking at a moon that, yeah, it's not round. Something weird's happened to it. It is unique in the solar system, but I'm not seeing these straight edges.
Well, if you did see the straight edges, would you be saying something a little differently?
Oh, if I saw straight edges, I'd be jumping up on, you know.
Then
yeah, that'd be great.
Stand down in part two toward the bottom, but one.
Well, you know, I'm looking at the pictures from, you know, the original. Highest resolution pictures I can of the limb of the moon, and I am not seeing straight edges. I just cannot see those straight edges. I'm going to look again.